Good morning, 844, 97.9 The Hill. This is Ron Stutz, and this is Thursday. That means it's time for This is Tourism, presented by the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau. Today, our special guest in the studio is Brandon Sharp, Carolina alum, and chef and owner of Hawthorne and Wood, a new neighborhood restaurant, bar, and patio lounge located at East 54 in the heart of Chapel Hill. And Brandon, first of all, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Ron. Glad to have you.
Yeah, I have to say, I've not been to your place yet, and I'm looking forward to finding out all about it. Tell us about Hawthorne and Wood, and what was your inspiration to open your own restaurant right here in the southern part of heaven?
Sure. Well, Hawthorne and Wood, you know, it's a casual neighborhood restaurant. We're over at East 54 Complex near Elements and Tobacco Road, right next to Bottle Rev. And having grown up in Greensboro, and my grandparents are from Chapel Hill, my mom grew up here, and so this has been a big part of my life for a long time, and my career has just come full circle to bring me and my family back to Chapel Hill, and this is, you know, I've been a restaurant worker and a chef for a long time now, and so just happy to have the opportunity to join this community as a small business owner.
We're really happy to have you here. You've had quite the career to this point, being an award-winning chef in places like Napa Valley and New York. Have those experiences translated to Hawthorne and Wood, and what sort of things do you bring with you to the table, so to speak?
Sure. Well, I've been cooking for a long time now, so it's gratifying to be able to look back through my past and pick and choose and say, when I worked for this chef in this city or this chef, you know, on this coast, we did it that way. And knowing not just one way to make veal stock, but 10 ways to make veal stock, and not just one way to fillet a fish, but several ways to do it, we can really pick and choose among our techniques and craft those to the ingredients that are local and that are close at hand and figure out, okay, we have this great ingredient, how much needs to be done to it? What technique is it begging for? Which technique is going to showcase it best?
Well, you mentioned the family connection, mm-hmm. with your mother who grew up here and everything, and your grandparents
right.
here.
Right.
Other than that, what makes Chapel Hill so special to you and your family?
My blood runs Carolina blue for one thing, so it's hard to imagine being anywhere else at this point in my life, and having come back here, it's a little bit tough to put into words, but it just feels this is where I belong, and I think that this restaurant that we've created, again, it's a fantastic local restaurant scene, has been for a long time, and just a vibrant small business community that we're proud to be a part of.
And they all kind of look out for each other, too. It's really cool.
I think so. And you know, listening to your show in the past, I've heard other small business and restaurant owners say, even if you're not going to come eat at my restaurant, go eat at a local restaurant. You know, put that money with people that are helping support the local economy and employing locals.
Yeah, Greg Overbeck at Chapel Hill Restaurant Group says that all the time, and really means it. Now, Hawthorne and Wood, how did you get the name? Because it's not Brandon Sharp, it's Hawthorne and Wood.
It's not Shea Brandon. Restaurants are really hard to name, and so I think that when you pick an object or maybe a location, especially if it's a food object, you kind of get pigeonholed. So we didn't want to name it Olives or Figs or Tablespoon or something like that. And we certainly didn't want to name it after, you know, some other place that wasn't Chapel Hill. So we picked a name with words that have a couple of meanings, but they really refer to my in-laws' neighborhoods in California where they grew up. So my father-in-law grew up in Hawthorne in LA County. Mm-hmm. My mother-in-law grew up in St. Francis Wood on the peninsula down by Palo Alto. And so they are names that have family meaning for us, just like our kids' names do, frankly. And but they also refer to California, but it's a name that we, you know, people around the restaurant joke and say, hey, Hawthorne and Wood, not just a law firm, but we want the name to be the experience. When guests have come and they've gone and they think back on it, they don't, you know, Hawthorne and Wood, they think about the birthday celebration or mm-hmm. the great cocktail or the night they had on the patio with us.
Well, a lot of people out there are saying right now, as I am saying, what is on the menu? How would you describe it?
This time of year, we've all of a sudden become a seafood restaurant, which is the way it should be in the summer. And our guests have really chosen the direction of the menu at the moment, because we just every time we put a new seafood dish on the menu, it would be the most popular thing. I'm buying as much vermilion snapper from Morehead City as anybody will sell me, and we still run out almost every night. We already have a list of guests that we call when the soft shell crabs are in, because they want to know. So right now it's the best North Carolina seafood we can get, and the inspirations for it come from all over the world. The snapper we're doing tonight is actually steamed in a corn husk like a tamale, and then it's finished with an avocado relish. It has yellow eye peas with guajillo chilies and a pumpkin seed mojo that goes with it, that is just a very Latin American flavor combination, but works incredibly well with this super tender snapper.
Works and sounds incredibly good, too.
Thanks.
I'll tell you that much. But what if I were to come in the fall, if you were, when you did not have such an emphasis on seafood, what else can folks find on the menu?
So we're really looking forward to doing some game meat in the fall. So I think we'll see ducks, we'll see quail, we'll see probably a bit more lamb on the menu, and yeah, that's the direction I reckon we'll head for the fall.
I know that you describe Hawthorne and Wood as a neighborhood restaurant. What is it about being true to being local that's so important to you?
It's as the crew and I have said to each other since before day one, we are as much in the relationship business as we are in the restaurant business. So it's making those connections, making people feel welcome, and really becoming part of the community that is important to us.
I'm not in the restaurant business, but I know a lot of people who are, and I know an important part of it all is like the people who work at the restaurant are kind of like a family too, right?
Yes, absolutely. And that's been something that we're really, we watch each other's backs there. We have very high expectations for ourselves and for each other, but it's a environment of mutual support and great camaraderie. And there's not a single face that I am not excited to see every day when I walk in there.
As you are there longer and as you build your reputation, I know that people are going to be coming from miles around to sample the cuisine there. And, of course, all of that's what we talk about in this feature on Thursdays, is tourism dollars coming into the community, and that's very important. And we think tourism is a wonderful industry in our community. Are there any upcoming events at Hawthorne and Wood that you need to tell folks about?
Sure, there are. On June 30th, which is a Thursday, we are paired with Steel String Brewery over in Carrboro, which has some crazy, wonderful Saison sour beers, really out there brews, that we're going to do an all North Carolina seafood dinner with them. Then on August 8th, Bottle Rev, our neighbor, is helping us put together a tasting dinner that's going to be wines of the Iberian Peninsula. So that's going to be exciting as well. And then we are in the planning stages for an all champagne dinner and a bourbon dinner and things like that that'll happen in the fall.
Well, it sounds like you've wasted no time in getting integrated into the community with this new restaurant, and really cool. I can't wait to go there myself.
Thanks so much, Ron.
Thank you so much for being here today. Thanks for joining me, Brandon Sharp. Conversation on food and tourism in Orange County. And see you next Thursday morning for another This Is Tourism feature made possible by the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau. For all the best reasons to bring family, friends, or conferees to Orange County, go to visitchapelhill.org, and you can follow them on Instagram, Visit Chapel Hill. 853, this is 97.9 The Hill.